Good morning, afternoon, evening, ladies and gents. This is Dr. Serge Anthony. This is our second episode in the Exam Success podcast. Today we're going to talk about the myth that's been going around for years and years and years that basically says that you should stick with your first answer choice. So let's get into it and see if we can find any evidence in favor or against this statement. So the statement is as follows. Don't keep changing your answer. Usually your first choice is the right one, unless you misread the question. Now, before we delve into this further, let's have a look at where this idea originates, because it seems such a widely accepted and surprisingly rarely challenged idea. During my time in university, which was quite a while ago, obviously, I must have heard this about a million times. I recall many of my lecturers advising against changing answer choices, as it was, according to them, very likely to lead from an initially correctly answered question to a wrongly answered one. I remember one of my professors at university saying, Serge, that's me, generally, it's a good thing to stick with your first answer choice because Brownstein and his colleagues mentioned in their GRE test preparation guide that we should be careful when changing an answer. And this is a clear textbook example, I mean, if there is such a thing, where a professor gives his students a reason for something being true, but fails really when trying to substantiate his argument with any plausible evidence. I mean, when someone says that we should be careful before doing something, wouldn't it be a good thing to provide at least some supporting evidence as to why this would be the case? So as you might have guessed, this argument in and of itself wasn't doing it for me. And as became evident later, this advice wasn't even based on any tangible evidence, but rather on experience, as claimed by the authors themselves. So why is it then that so many of us believe that sticking with our first answer choice is the best thing to do when there's not really any evidence suggesting that we should be doing this? Well, the answer to this is memory bias. More specifically, memory bias in relation to counterfactual thinking. Let me explain. Now, we know that counterfactual thinking is basically the saying, if only I, right? For example, if only I hadn't had that extra slice of pizza, I would be feeling much better now. It's basically the tendency to continuously come up with alternative scenarios based on events that have already happened. And you guessed it, the outcomes of these events are generally not favorable. And this is what makes us wonder what we coulda, woulda, shoulda done differently in that situation, and is ultimately what causes us to regret things. Now, for this exact reason, I quite often call it the coulda, woulda, shoulda syndrome. So how does this make us stick to our first answer? How does it work? Well, research has shown that when you change your first answer choice to a different one, and then end up having it wrong, it has a more memorable effect than when you choose a wrong answer from the get-go without changing it. In addition, we tend to forget the times when we change the wrong answer to a right answer rather quickly, but those right-to-wrong switches appear to keep haunting us for the longest. Now, because we remember changing from right to wrong more and tend to forget wrong-to-right changes, we are left with memory bias. This memory bias causes us to stick with our first choice instead of changing it to a potentially better answer choice. When you think about it, this is basically out of fear. Fear of regretting having changed your answer when you end up being wrong after the fact, if that makes sense. Now, although I understand that to some extent this kind of explains why so many of us have accepted the idea that we should stick to our first choice, it doesn't sit well with me. I mean, I just like to see at least some form of tangible evidence, especially when it involves high-stakes situations such as college exams, whose results could literally make or break future careers. So what I did was I delved into the archives to see if I could find anything that would either support or disprove this conception. I came across two studies that investigated this, and I will briefly summarize them here. The first study was conducted in 1984 by Benjamin and his colleagues. Now, I know that's a while ago, but it seems that this wasn't particularly a hot topic to investigate, which makes sense since many of us actually believe that sticking to our first answer choice is the right thing to do to begin with. Now, the interesting thing that came up in Benjamin's study showed that the participants or test takers in that study more often changed their answers from wrong to right and not the other way around. Moreover, the cumulative results of several separate studies they analyzed revealed that around 60% of test takers changed their answers from wrong to right, whereas only 20% changed their answers from right to wrong. So this would mean that you are about three times as likely to get the answer correct when changing your answer. And this appears to be going against the common perception that most of us have adopted without questioning. The second of the two studies I came across was conducted by Jay Kruger and his colleagues Words and Miller. This study was the more recent of the two, dating back to the year 2005. Kruger and his colleagues specifically set out to prove a causal relationship between counterfactual thinking and sticking to a first answer choice in an exam. Interestingly, the results of this study produced similar results to Benjamin's study. Out of all the participants who changed their answers, 51% changed their answers from wrong to right, whereas 25% changed their answers from right to wrong. 23% of the participants changed their answers from wrong to wrong. Now, as we can see, the only two published studies out there that did investigate whether sticking to your first answer is recommendable revealed that, if anything, you are twice or even three times more likely to change your answer from wrong to right than from right to wrong. So, based on this information, it is safe to assume that sticking with your first answer choice just because everyone says so is not likely going to improve your grades, as the empirical evidence provided suggests the opposite. However, this doesn't mean that, instead, you should always go with your second choice either. The sweet spot seems to be somewhere in the middle, as usual, right? So, to condense everything a bit and give you something short and sweet to work with in preparation for your next multiple choice exam, I will leave you with the following advice regarding sticking to your first answer choice in multiple choice questions. Don't just stick to your first answer choice out of fear of getting it wrong if you do change it. If you feel the need to change your answer, do it, as long as you have a good reason for it based on sound logic, reason, and critical thinking. Remember, the odds are in your favor. Until we meet again, I am Dr. Serge Anthony. See you in the next episode.